This particular video may seem very inconsequential to a lot of you folks out there who don't do your own home repairs, don't do any contracting work or what have you, but I want to send this out to the folks that are doing that kind of work, that you might be aware of what I found out quite accidentally just the past couple days. A buddy of mine asked me if I would help him work on his roof. Well, I didn't have a screw gun that was working. So I thought, well, I'll go buy another one. I need one anyway. And us preachers that tell the real truth get very few donations. So occasionally I do this kind of bartering for other friends who help out in other ways with the ministry. And so I picked up this Milwaukee drill and impact driver set on sale at Ace Hardware in our local area. Well, we grabbed it on the way to his place where we then worked on his roof and we tried it out. We used it for about an hour and a half maybe. I said, well, it worked pretty good. I like that. You know, we had to wait like 15 minutes for the battery to charge up enough to use it and everything. Hey, that's great. It charged up fast. It worked well. But then I was also asked, how many volts is that gun? Well, you know, I can't remember what battery it was, how many volts it was, but I went back to the bag that it came in, the box, and I opened up the pamphlet that came with it, trying to find out what the battery size was. And in the pamphlet, I saw this. Tracking? What the? Tracking what? It's smart meter friendly, folks. No matter where you go, it'll tell anyone who's tracking you where you're taking that tool. Now, if you bought it under your name with a credit card or what have you, of course they have your name, they have your address, they have everything. Now they have the tool you're going to use. And most of you that know me, I don't even carry a cell phone around because I do not like them tracking me. It's just a matter of principle. Yahweh put us on this earth with the intention that we enjoy the freedom that we should have. We're not to be here to appease the tyrants that are trying to grow around us and slowly take control of us. So instantly I was outraged, in a quiet way, of course. I didn't show it, but I was burning up inside. I had bought this tool thinking I had bought a nice product, and you find out there's wireless technology in it that can be tracked. Well, so instantly I showed my buddy. He said, whoa, we don't want this. We got to take it back. Okay, so we put it back in a box, and we went back to the store with the receipt, all of it neatly packed back in the box, and they wouldn't take it back. I said, it's been used. I said, yeah, it's been used. How else do you find out a tool doesn't work for you unless you try to use it? But they wouldn't take it back, and I explained to them, I said, I do not want to be tracked. I said, I don't want this. They wouldn't take it back. Two of the men there understood what I was talking about. In fact, one guy took a bunch of my DVDs while we were standing there trying to work this out, trying to show them how we're being tracked and traced on everything, and I don't want to be a part of it. But the store manager, a woman, come over, and she said, well, we can't take this back because it's been used. I said, well, send it back to Milwaukee, and you tell them. Talk to your representative. Talk to them. Tell them why I don't want this product. Why, nowhere on the front of the box, nowhere on the box anywhere, nowhere in your ad does it say that it's smart meter friendly, tracking, Wi-Fi compatible. Nowhere on the box is there a warning that that's what this contains. You don't find that until you open it up and you look at all the little details in the pamphlet that come with it. Now, of course, most of us, when we buy a tool, we don't stop and stand there at the counter and want to read everything. So it should be their obligation to return it. And I'm doing this here to show people you've got to be careful where you buy things. Now, they know that they had trouble with anything like an RFID chip directly implanted in us. So they're trying desperately to get us into cell phones that we'll carry around. And a number of us have given up carrying our cell phones around. They're finding out that they're having trouble tracking us in a lot of ways. A lot of people are getting out of the system. So now they're trying to track us with the MAC numbers that are showing up in the vaccinated people. Folks, the more we allow them to track everything we do, the more they control us. You might want to stop here and watch my videos called Cyber Chains that I've had out for a couple years. It's now hosted by our Australian team down under, and I'll put the links in the description. Now, one of the guys at the store says, well, you have to turn it on. You have to activate it with your cell phone to make it work. I said, yeah, they said that to us about televisions and cell phones and how many other things they told us. And they track us with all them now and had been doing it all along. And another guy, and he just nodded and did a thumbs up in my direction. agreeing with me. And these guys were shocked. They didn't realize what I had discovered in their own products. And these were salespeople on the floor of this Ace Hardware store. I had caused somewhat of a scene, very quietly, of course. But everybody was gathered around to hear what I was saying. And but the store manager was strict. She was dead set. She was not going to take this back. And so she didn't. So I ended up leaving this store. Even friendly. I even bought a couple saw blades while I was there, you know, to show my goodwill. But look at some of the things I found on Milwaukee's website now that I've looked at this deeper. You get to a page, it's called Tool Tracking. By clicking on some of the subdivisions there, you can get some other pages, like this one, Accessing Tool Location History. It'll come in handy when coordinating with authorities, law enforcement of course, should an item get stolen. Well, yeah, it'll come in handy so the law enforcement knows where the tool's at. They could look it up. If law enforcement can track it, okay. Now, one of them was saying, you know, it's only good for within 100 feet of your cell phone. Well, then how are they able to track it if someone steals it? Does the cop say, oh, hey, can I borrow your cell phone? We'll ride around and see if we can come within 100 feet of the guy that took it from you. No, come on. All the smart meters all over the world, all the smart street lights, they're going to pick it up and send it to the powers that ought not to be. Even if it's just got RFID chips in it. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want a tool that just does what I want it to do. Look at some of the other stuff. How to unlock a recovered tool on your iOS. There's another page. How to unlock a recovered tool on Android. And of course, if they can shut it off so that the tool doesn't operate because it's been stolen, anyone trying to remove that technology from the tool will most certainly then shut the tool off as well, or it'll be rendered inoperable. So you can't even take it apart and remove that technology. At least to my knowledge, it doesn't seem possible. You remove the transmitters and receivers or whatever, it'll probably shut down the unit. But now, think about taking that one step further. If they don't like what you're doing in the new enslavement system, they could shut off your power tools. And to a point that you can't have them reinitiated, where then they can force you to rent your tools. Remember the Klaus Schwab idea? You'll own nothing and be happy? It's just one more step to that, friends, if we let them do it. But yeah, tap location history under the map. When you tap into your item's location history, a map will open with its most recent location displaying. So no matter where you go, they're going to know where you're at, or your tool at least. And if it comes back to your house without any reported instances of it being stolen or lost or being reinitiated, then of course, your smart meter at your home, the smart meters all over the world are talking to your tools now. Just like they talk to your refrigerators, your washers, your dryers. Now they're going to do it with your tools. Well, I just want a simple tool. If I want a hammer, I want a hammer. I don't want electronics in it. Now, if need be, I'm going to go buy a used tool somewhere from somebody that has nothing like this in it. Now, I'm going to look into some of the other manufacturers and see what they have. But if there's any kind of tracking in them, I don't want them. So it's just a warning. I'm not done with this yet. And that's why I'm making the video. Folks, we have to stop this tracking garbage that they're doing to us. And the only way to do that is not going to happen through politics or man-made law systems. We've got to get back to the God of the Bible, Yahweh. Get back to His laws, statutes, and judgments that don't allow such tyrannical overlords to take control like this. So for all you contractors or home remodeling buffs, let this be a warning to you. They can lock you out of your own tool system if they feel you're being, well, a bad slave. As you can see, they're not stopping anywhere. They've got everybody trying to track you. Come out from among them and be separate with us. Blessings to you all. The love of your soul.